Just when you thought Stephon Stearns could not get any shittier, he continues to get shittier. He's the man accused in the brutal murder of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. He waived his right to appear at his arraignment on Monday of this week, adding another layer to the complexity of the case. It has shocked the community of Kissimmee. Stearns was scheduled to enter a plea but chose not to attend the court session. Madeline Soto, the daughter of Stearns' girlfriend, was reported missing after Stearns failed to drop her off at Hunters Creek Middle School on February 26, despite going on television and telling everyone that he did, and then Jen Soto said that she did too, and everything was good until, like, oh wait, there's no footage of this ever actually taking place. Investigators allege that instead of taking her to school, Stearns killed her and subsequently dumped her body. Further investigation revealed a disturbing pattern of abuse with evidence confirming that he had been molesting Soto for years and capturing these acts on his mobile phone. It's not necessarily a suggestion at that point. It's pretty much, you fucking did this when it's on camera. The court has proceeded with setting a timeline for the case, regardless of Stearns' absence. An Osceola County Court Administrator indicated that a pretrial hearing is slated for July 10th, and the trial is scheduled to start on July 16th, though it may face delays. Undoubtedly, it will. Prosecutors are now faced with a critical decision within the next 45 days whether to pursue the death penalty against Stearns. To justify a sentence, they must present aggravating factors, which Stearns' case could easily include, with his role as a parental figure to Madeline and premeditated nature of the murder and his connection with prolonged sexual abuse. Quote, the case against Mr. Stearns is built on a foundation of egregious betrayals and criminal action that culminated in a tragic loss of a young life. Stated the prosecution team, we are committed to seeking justice for Madeline, ensuring that all facts and circumstances are thoroughly considered in our pursuit of the appropriate sentence.
Oh, I've got an appropriate sentence for him. Can I share?
You'd like to hook up car batteries, like jumper cables, to his testicles, and then rev up the vehicle several times while keeping him alive. And then you take more of those and then you connect it to his nipples. You do the same thing. Yes. And then you slowly cut his fingers off one by one while taking a lighter to just various parts of his body and slowly torture him until he's burnt to a crisp, but done by a lighter and a car battery.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Keep talking. I got to grab something to add to this to show how right you are. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, I just was just kind of winging it there with the car battery idea. But you know what? You got to do what you got to do. How else can we destroy? How else can we?
Okay.
Yes, I'm ready. Yeah.
We have a winner.
What are you going to do? Exactly what I said?
That's my bell. We have a winner. Yes,
okay,
that's
nice.
Exactly what I would do. I had to go grab my cat's bell. I taught my cat to ring a bell for a treat.
Oh,
but yes, I'm like,
Pavlov.
Get the bell, cat.
You've Pavloved your cat.
I have, absolutely.
That's great.
But yes, this guy needs to fry.
I agree 100%.
I don't care that he killed her. What he did before her death that he documented on his phone is enough for me.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that's where it's just, let's just burn your parts off while you're alive with a blowtorch.
That works for me.
And have you sit there and have to watch it. You know, I have no sympathy for anything like this. And I have no empathy. Nope. And I turn fairly barbaric when it comes to this, where it's like, put him in a fucking den with lions and hey, he can have some food. I'm not going to put him out first. Let the lions eat him slowly. Someone like this deserves nothing but death. Being locked in a cage for the rest of his life. I don't know. Maybe. I'm okay with that too. But let's stop wasting money and energy on someone like this and just remove them from the planet. Because clearly this is a fucking sick, twisted monster. And it's on camera. This is one of those cases where you go, there's no question here. There's no fucking question. It's not like, well, maybe it could be something. No, you're on video doing this shit. And I'm sorry. It's time for you to die. I would be totally fine.
And then
fine.
This asshole says that he accidentally factory reset his phone. I'm an iPhone user. The process you have to go through to do that go fuck yourself. Samsung, yeah. Probably the same.
Even if you want to, sometimes it's difficult. It's like, and then we're going to send you a code to this other phone that you don't have anymore. And yeah, I mean, it's nuts.
And then an email.
And then we're going to send smoke signals. And if you can see them off of the southern view of your home, and you can interpret them, we're going to send smoke signals in the form of QR codes. And there'll be a 5-second window to catch the QR code in the smoke. And yes. Then you can reset your phone. No, he's a monster. He's a fucking monster. So, yeah, but I still have so many questions about Jen Soto. Like, what the fuck do you know? And if you know a lot and you were abused and just so, I don't know their term to express it, then like mind raped, where you went along with this stuff for survival or something, maybe she can do some good. Maybe she can point to other people that are involved in this sort of shit. And get rid of them. But she so failed her daughter if she was aware of these sort of things. But again, I mean, there can be extreme damage done to someone who otherwise wouldn't do this sort of shit or cover up for this sort of stuff unless they were already in a very bad place. And maybe mentally she was there. I don't know the answer to that, but we certainly need some more answers about what the hell Jen Soto knew and when she knew it.
Yeah. And this is such a sad, tragic case that, you know, there's many, many, many more of these cases out there in many countries. There's this horrible boyfriend who's living in the house, who's abusing a child. I even worked with somebody when I was a teenager. The woman I worked with found out that her husband had been molesting their 13-year-old daughter since she was 7. And this was well before cell phones. The reason she found out about it, she walked in on it.
It's so fucked up. People like this, I'm just put them in a barrel, some gasoline, light a match. Oh, you can't get out, can you? That sucks. I can go down this road, but eventually we'll get banned from from social media if I keep describing cruel and unusual ways to remove people from the world.
But you're describing cruel and unusual ways to remove sex offenders of children.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I mean, to me, I don't know anybody who's going to go, well, they deserve a trial.
Unfortunately, we live in a world where that does exist. And they have rights and all that. I don't know. It's so fucked up. And this is just such a clear cut case with the video. But maybe some more people can get taken down with him. One can only hope that may be the silver lining in a otherwise absolutely horrific story.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.